Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. As of midnight tonight, the northern and southern borders of the United States will be closed off to non-essential travel. NPR Scott Detrow reports the Trump administration says the governments of Canada and Mexico are both on board with it.
Earlier this week, the White House had announced the halting of non-essential travel to and from Canada. Now that move will include Mexico, too. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says the order goes into effect at midnight.
Let me be clear that neither of these agreements with Canada or Mexico applies to lawful trade or commerce. Essential commercial activities will not be impacted. We will continue to maintain a strong and secure economic supply chain across our borders.
With more and more schools considering lengthy closures, President Trump is also waiving federal testing requirements for students this year. And he says he's directing the Department of Education to allow freezes on student loan payments for at least 60 days. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Well, the U.S. is on a wartime footing to fight COVID-19. The president is activating the Defense Reduction Act. As NPR's Tom Bowman tells us, it allows the president to direct businesses to help meet the demand for products during this national emergency.
Clearly, there's a great need for medical supplies, respirators, masks, and gloves. So you would see companies ramping up production of those and other items. Again, governors are saying they desperately need all these kinds of supplies. And there are reports, by the way, some medical specialists without access to masks are actually using bandanas to cover their faces. So we'll keep an eye on this and see how quickly companies can come up with these critical medical supplies.
NPR's Tom Bowman speaking with NPR's Here Now. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is giving his colleagues until midnight to finish negotiating over an economic stimulus bill to help the country get through the financial fallout of the pandemic. The GOP-led Senate is putting forward a $1 trillion economic stimulus plan that gives money directly to businesses and individuals. The State Department says it is temporarily suspending routine visa services at all U.S. embassies and consulates now because of the coronavirus. NPR's Jackie Northam says the move comes as the government is urging U.S. citizens overseas to return home or prepare to shelter in place.
The State Department had already suspended routine visa services in some countries, such as South Korea, that were battling a severe outbreak of the coronavirus. Now, that suspension applies worldwide, although the State Department says if resources allow, embassies and consulates will continue to provide urgent and emergency visa services. Those may be in high demand as U.S. citizens stranded overseas try to get back home. International flights have been drastically reduced, and an increasing number of countries are closing their borders. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22 points at 20,064. This is NPR. Here's some other measures the Trump administration is taking to ease the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The president says he will demand that companies that receive federal assistance be restricted from stock buybacks. Also, taxpayers now have until July 15th to file their tax returns. Jordan is imposing a nationwide lockdown due to the coronavirus. People are being told to avoid going out in the streets unless they have an emergency. For communities around the globe, it may not seem like it, but the United Nations says today is officially World Happiness Day. Before the pandemic was declared, the UN report ranked the happiest nations on the planet from questions posed to those countries last year. Terry Schultz reports a familiar name tops the list for the third year in a row.
The Finns once again rank as the happiest people in the world. Denmark, Switzerland, Iceland, and Norway follow Finland in the annual report put out by the Sustainable Development Solutions Network, a UN advisory group. New Zealand, at 8th, is the only non-European country in the top 10. The U.S. comes in at number 18, one spot up from last year. Afghanistan is ranked as the most unhappy. The report this year looked at environments, not just natural environments, but also social ones and differences between city and rural dwelling. Cities were evaluated for the first time. Helsinki wins. Washington, D.C. is the highest-ranked American city at number 18. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 65 points at 20,021. S&P's down 15 points, more than 0.5%. NASDAQ is up 0.25%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Home Advisor, committed to helping homeowners find the right pros for their home projects. Homeowners can read reviews, book appointments, and check cost guides for home projects at homeadvisor.com or on the mobile app.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And we have coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, we have Freetown Radio at 3 p.m. with Roger Cash. So keep that dial on 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles, or keep that URL up on your computer, krvs.org. We're going to turn to Albert Collins. He came out of the Houston blues scene back in the 1950s, and he had a very, very interesting guitar style. Here he is with a number called The Hawk, sort of recounting his days in Chicago when that wind in the winter came off Lake Michigan. It was bitter, and it was The Hawk.
I remember when I was snowed in up in old Chi-Town. I'm sure the next tour will take me right back to that town. Snow was up to your shoulder, man, and that ain't no lie. Chicago winter so cold it make a polar bear cry. Now when you hear the people talk about that bird called a hawk, now I'm gonna tell you something that makes you wanna let out a squawk. Now where I live, the weather's mostly warm. We don't have to worry about no snow if we have a storm. But Chi-Town sits on the shores of a lake, and when that hawk flaps his wings, they make you shiver and shake. Now when you hear them people talk about that bird called a hawk, man, I'm telling you one thing, make you let out a squawk. Should have been at a 78. You couldn't catch a cab down on Staten Lake. Now, you know that's bad, but that's right in the heart of town. And it was so bad, the mayor had to close the whole town down. Now, when you hear the people talk about that bird calling a hawk, oh, man, I tell you, when the nigga let out his car. We'll be right back.
Professor Longhair from an album called Big Chief Fess with his rendition of Got My Mojo Working, a number that both Muddy Waters and Ann Cole released back in 1957. Muddy had learned it from Ann Cole singing. They were both on the same tour down south. Muddy learned a tune. He recorded it, claimed copyright. Actually, a guy by the name of Preston Foster had written the tune. Anyway, there was litigation, all this sort of stuff. But finally worked out both versions of both those versions are great, and this one a pretty good one, too. And Professor Longhair was preceded by Albert Collins. We heard Albert Collins from a self-titled disc that came out in 1991. Albert doing a number called The Hawk, discussing that the winter wind coming off Lake Michigan. We're going to turn to another song with us on the subject of mojos. This time a song written and first recorded by J.B. Lenore, done here, though, in 1986 by Johnny Winter. Here's Johnny Winter here on KRVS with his rendition of Mojo Boogie.
Kept me down on Rampart Street. I seen everybody that I wanted to meet. She said, "Hey, Johnny, stop and listen to me. They got something to knock you off of your feet. It's called a mojo boogie. It's called that mojo boogie.
My apologies. We're going to have to bail on this version of Mojo Boogie. A nice one by Johnny Winter, but apparently there's a problem with the disc. So we're going to go from Johnny Winter on to John Lee Hooker.
Follow. I wanna hug you and kiss you, sweet. love you so. That's it.
That's it. The late Johnny Winter on guitar, and I didn't get enough of Johnny on that last one. John Lee Hooker on guitar and vocals. Michael Osborne also on guitar. He backed up John Lee Hooker for a number of tracks back in the 80s and 90s. Also on his track, Johnny Johnson on piano. Johnson was a pianist behind a lot of Chuck Berry's early hits. We're going to turn next to Zora Young. We're going to go to Chicago and take a track from her Delmark Records release of 2005. The disc is called Tore Up From the Floor Up. Here's Zora Young with a number she credits to B.B. King, a piece called I'm Going to Do the Same Thing They Did to Me. Again, Zora Young here on KRVS.
Just don't want to work too hard. Want him to buy the grocery, and he has to pay the rent. Fill up my car every day, and give me the camera every time he's been. I made up my mind, and this is the way life has got to be. Yeah. Say, I'm gonna do the same thing he's been doing to me. Gotta make he loves me by staying in this place. Sleep in the other room so he don't be snoring in my face. And when I ask him for some money to go out on the town, hand it to me smiling, daddy. Don't you act no clown. I made up my mind. Oh, this is the way life has got to be. Yeah. I'm gonna do the same thing. Same. Been doing, man. Yeah. Same thing.
working from 9 to 5. I keep the home life alive, the hand that rocks the cradle. Then I have to look like a model at the end of the day.
Chicago blues diva Zora Young, again with I'm Gonna Do the Same Thing They Did to Me, B.B. King number. Music next from a new disc from Matty Wall, a fine Australian blues artist. His disc is called Trans-Pacific Blues, Volume 1. He's had some other discs out distributed here in the U.S. over the years. We played him before. This one references the fact, Trans-Pacific Blues references the fact that he has some special guests on some of the numbers on this disc: Walter Trout, Eric Gale, Kirk Fletcher, Kid Ramos, and others. No special guest on this next track. Here is his rendition of the old T-Bone Walker tune from, what was it, 46 or 47. Some say this is one of the best blues songs ever written. It was done by T-Bone Walker. Here is Matty Wall with his take on They Call It Stormy Monday.
Call it Stormy Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Don't you know Wednesday is worse, and Thursday is oh so sad. Oh, so sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out and play. That's when we all go out and play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday, hey, it's when we all go out and play. Sunday I go to church. That's when I get down on my knees and I pray. And this is what I'm supposed to say. Hey, I say, Lord. Mercy on me, Lord, have mercy on me. Don't you know I'm just trying to find my baby? Won't somebody please send her back home to me? Send her back home.
Australian blues man, Matty Wall, from his discs Trans-Pacific Blues, Volume 1. And again, that was his take on the old T-Bone Walker classic. They call it Stormy Monday. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville. For more information, the website is vermilionville.org.
We're going to turn next to Sonny Landreth from his disc, The Road We're On. Here's Sonny with a piece called True Blue.
True Blue, I see your head hanging down. True Blue, I see your head hanging down. Your heart is a heavy and your head is a hanging down. True blue, oh, how I hate to hear you cry. True blue, oh, how
thank you. If I could, there's a big box of matches inside of me. Lord have mercy, she's a TNT. Flags waving, she bad news. Still, that woman really liked my view. Sound the bell, pull the lever, cry for help. It's now or never.
Realarm Desire. That was the Altered Five Blues Band. They've been making blues up in Milwaukee for the past 15 years or so. That's from their disc Charmed and Dangerous. They were preceded by a man that years ago, what was it, Guitar Player magazine, christened the Bayou Slide Genius. We heard Sonny Landreth from his disc The Road We're On. That disc came out in 2003. Sonny did a number for us called True Blue. And we turn next here on KRVS to Floyd McDaniel. He was with the band The Ink Spots, also the Four Blazes out of Chicago. They were a vocal group sort of coming out of the doo-wop area, maybe a little bit prior to that. Here is Floyd McDaniel, recorded back in 1994 in Chicago. Floyd with a number called Let Your Hair Down.
Let your hair down, baby, let's have a natural ball. Well, when you're not happy, ain't no fun at all. Girl, you can't take it with you, and that's one thing for sure. Well, you can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. There's nothing wrong
half a boogie won't cure. Let your hair down, baby. Let your hair down, mama. Let your hair down, baby. Let your hair down. Let your hair down, mama. Let hair be natural born.
Man, she knocked me out the way she wears her hair. You upset me, babe. Yes, you upset me, babe. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do?
The Knickerbocker All-Stars from a disc called Open Mic at the Nick Knickerbocker was a club, or is a club, I guess, and still is a club in Westerly, Rhode Island, where a lot of musicians got together over the years, played jazz and blues. A lot of the people involved in the band, Room Full of Blues, over the decades performed there. Sugar Ray Narcia was the vocalist on this particular track, and he was with Room Full for a while. This is one of about three discs they have out of referencing old members of or old musicians that used to play at the Knickerbocker. And we just heard You Upset Me, Baby, which was a number that B.B. King made famous. Before we heard the Knickerbocker All-Stars, we heard Floyd McDaniel and the Blues Swingers doing a number called Let Your Hair Down. And that was obviously a reworking of T-Bone Shuffle. Music next here on the Blues Box from John Hammond. We're going to go back to 2001 and a track from his disc Wicked Grin. Most of the tracks on this disc were written by his good friend Tom Waits, and this next one is no exception. Here's John Hammond with a number called Murder in the Red Barn.
There was a murder in the Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn. Trees are bending over, the cows are lying down, the autumn's ticking over, you can hear the buckshot hound. Watchman said to Reba the loon, was it pale at Manzanita or blind Bob the raccoon? Pin it on a drifter, they sleep beneath the bridge. One plays the violin and sleeps inside a fridge. Now there was a murder, a murder in the Red Barn. Someone's crying in the woods. Someone's burying all his clothes. And I slammed the crank from Weezer. Slept outside last night and froze. Roadkill has its season, just like anything. It's possums in the autumn and farm cats in the spring. Now there was a murder, a murder in the Red Barn. Now thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house or covet thy neighbor's wife, but for some it's murder is the only door they walk in into life. Now they surrounded the house, they took them off in chains. The sky turned black and blue, and we had months of heavy rain. Now there's a murder, a murder in the Red Barn. Nest in the rotted roof of Chenoweth's old place, and no one's asking Cal about that scar upon his face, cause there's nothing strange about an axe with blood stains in the barn. There's always some kind of killing you gotta do around the farm. Now there's a murder. how the woods will never tell what sleeps beneath the tree or what's buried beneath a rock or hiding in the leaves. 'Cause roadkill has its seasons just like anything. It's possums in the autumn and it's farm cats in the spring. Now there's a muddle in the red barn. A muddle in the red barn. Now, lady, can't do nothing without folks' tongues a-wagging. Is that blood on the tree or is autumn's red blade? Ground is soft for digging, and the rain will bring all of this gloom. There's nothing wrong with a lady drinking alone in a room. There's a murder in the red bar. A murder in the red bar. Murder in the red bar. There's a murder in the red barn. There's a murder in the red barn. Ooh, murder in the red barn. I said a murder in the red barn. 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 A murder in the red barn.
John Hammond, once again, from his disc Wicked Grin that came out in 2001. He's had a few discs since that time and quite a number of discs and albums before that. He's been recording blues since the 1960s. His father was John Hammond Sr., a famous music promoter and all that. He was the person responsible for finding discovering Billie Holiday. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. This is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. We'd also like to wish all of you health and good fortune, especially in these difficult times. Do stay safe. We're going to be back next Friday morning, of course, with another Blues Box right after Morning Edition at 9 a.m. And to take us on out of here, Terry Robb on guitar from his disc Cool on the Bloom. He has a little number for us called Soggy Foot Rag to take us on up to the top of the hour. And again, stay safe. Be careful. And have a good weekend. Thank you.
This is American Roots with our show about dreamers, then and now. The dreamers today include Layla McCalla, a Haitian-American classically trained cellist from New York City. Layla followed her dream to New Orleans, and along the way picked up guitar and banjo, played with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, reconnected with Haitian, French, and Creole, and found a home that mingled the cultural histories she'd long dreamed of.
I think my parents really wanted me to recognize my Haitian identity, which is challenging, you know, when you're raising a kid in the United States. I think a lot of what has motivated my work is to try to connect to that.
Music and conversation with Layla McCalla coming up. Also dreams from the late New Orleans Queen of Gospel, Mahalia Jackson, Bonnie Raitt Back When, and John Prine.